A new engagement gets the girls questioning all of their relationships. Join us for Season 1, Episode 7, Ring Toss, Wags Miami. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Gonna get mad. Oh, maybe they will.
Right?
Someone might.
At this rate. Welcome, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into the Wags Miami After Show. I am one of your hosts, Heather Yared. Super excited to talk about the episode that aired yesterday. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And to my left, Dominique, where can they find you, gorgeous?
Hi, guys. You guys can find me everywhere at Dominique P underscore ESQ. Did I say my name was Dominique?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right, so let's get right into it. The very first thing that I noticed was how much Ashley's energy shifted now that she's got a ring on her finger.
Oh, yeah.
Her whole life has changed. Maybe it's by the 4 carats. I'm not sure.
I think so. Ooh. I don't know if that diamond, I mean, I'm all into crystals, and I know that they can hone certain energies, especially with the supermoon that's happening right now. But this was a night and day. Jumping right into it, I was shocked that she approached Claudia and said, I'm sorry that I came off so, I'm paraphrasing, but so direct, and my delivery was poor, and all of the above. She addressed that. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't believe that that happened, though. Mm-hmm. That was the most shocking for me. Like, I just really couldn't believe. And then I was like, wait, you're right. Everything shifted. I'm like, maybe it was because of that ring.
100%.
And nothing else matters. She's just so happy.
Love. That's what love does
to you.
I mean, I believe that. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are happier when love is with them, although they don't know it per se. Mm-hmm. It shifts.
Yes.
Claudia received it. Mm-hmm. That to me was normal.
I still think Claudia gave a bullshit, you know, really? Apology back. But I feel like that, you know how some people just come off a certain kind of way, even though that's not their true heart? I think that may just be Claudia. I may just be reading her wrong.
The vibe.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. Even, like, when I'm at work, working mm-hmm. with, like, students and stuff, when I'm trying to just be polite and smile and PC at the same mm-hmm. time, I have received that feedback, which is never in my life have I been called fake.
Right.
But for the first time, when you have a delivery that is good in front of everybody that's PC, I could see where that could come off. And she said, I think I remember her mentioning, like, you know, everyone's got to watch out what the camera's going to say and how you're going to be tagged.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me thought that that was Ashley going against her true self. Now, unless her true self is this lover, patient, calm person, I don't know. But that apology struck me as not being authentic.
I didn't think of it as not being authentic. I took it more so like, you're so beneath the situation, I just don't care. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I know that we're filming a TV show, you're going to be in my bubble, so screw it. Like, because I feel like actually elevating to a higher level is really allowing yourself to be even around people that you don't technically like vibe with, but you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end of the day, like, her being around, her being fake, her being whatever you think she is, what is it really doing to you?
Clearly, it's not doing anything anymore.
Nothing. So get over it. And I think Ashley, I felt like Ashley was just like, I'm just going to take the high road and allow everyone to kind of coexist, and I'm just going to bury the hatchet. Because I looked at it like Ashley's kind of abrasiveness towards Claudia was affecting the entire group.
It
was causing the entire group to just kind of like not be able to vibe well. They weren't able to kind of like all get together to do like group activities. Like, one person was gonna have to continue to be left out. And I looked at it like Ashley was just kind of like, whatever, girl.
So you do think it was necessary that she re-brought it up, or you don't?
I think it was. I mean, she wouldn't have been invited to my Bachelor Nothing, you know, celebration if I hadn't already decided that I was going to rise above.
Right. I think it's so cliche, though, that she's like, all right, girl, now that I'm engaged, you can come to my bachelorette party. You can be a part of the festivities. Because, obviously, in my opinion, Claudia is not engaged.
And
we'll talk about that in a minute.
One
but,
thing at a time.
You know, but either way, I loved it. I loved seeing it. I liked that she did it. I was just kind of shocked because I try to not apologize. Like, apologizing is very specific. You say I'm sorry only if you truly did something wrong. I don't think she did something wrong.
Right.
I've always taught that there are two different things. I personally try really hard not to say I'm sorry. But I have no problem apologizing if my demeanor has offended you. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I could see that. I could see apologizing for the demeanor, because there's that fine line of apologizing like for making someone feel
right,
that way.
Right.
So demeanor absolutely covers that. So someone who's not sorry and who's super excited is Ashley's mommy. Asking about, when's it happening? What do I need to look at chapels? Do we need to be looking at dresses? What's the deal? Again, Philip handled that amazing.
She's so
cute. I do.
I love the mom. Yes. I'm like, I love Philip too, yeah. But seriously, Ashley's mom is the cutest woman. Like, I just love seeing her glow and like light up when she sees Ashley. She's like, oh my gosh, what do I need to do? So how long? How long is this going? Like a long engagement, short engagement? I love it.
Yeah, it's strong jeans again, man. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the brother? They looked identical. The mom too. I saw it this time. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What about that? Now, Philip openly said, that part, I got my part done. She's got a ring on her finger. Everything else is up to her. And they loved that answer. Would you want to plan your wedding by yourself or with your homie?
I don't know. We'll see.
Thoughts? Oh, wait. Didn't you say you didn't want to get married?
Yeah, that's why it's hard.
Okay, good. No. Yeah. So I personally would want to have him involved to a certain degree. Only because I make decisions.
Yeah, to a very small certain degree.
What he cares
about. I don't really need you swaying my life. Just let me. Just say yes.
If he has a strong opinion on something, you know.
I would to a certain extent allow my future husband to plan the reception.
Okay. All right. How that's going to play out with the music and everything. I could see that.
Yeah. Because I'm not the turnip queen. Like, I'll turn up, but I'm not the turnip queen. So if he was more of like, have a good time.
Then you're going to do that.
It depends on his personality.
I love that what he wasn't very passionate about, and what she also clearly didn't care, was strippers, not strippers, naked booty hoes, men, everywhere. That was amazing. To me, I'm always, when I'm working with couples, I'm always saying, listen, the best type of relationship is that built off trust and confidence in your own self. So go ahead, go out there, do what you need to do. It doesn't matter to me. And she was completely fine with it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm the same way in relationships. Like, if I'm at that point and I'm saying I'm going to marry you, there has to be a very high level of trust. You're a professional athlete. So if I don't trust you to be in a strip club, I don't trust you during an away game. So it's just like, okay, at this point, like, I love you. I've said yes. Like, we're going to figure this out. Do you? Like,
what?
I could care less about you going to a strip club. I would probably go with you.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say. I would totally be like, you know what, why not?
Right.
But this was amazing to see, because we've only seen dynamics where, don't wear that bathing suit, wear this cover up and so forth. And these two were like, are they naked? He didn't say that, but in so many words. And she was like, they got some clothes on.
I loved that conversation.
Me too.
That conversation was so cute. She's like, you know, fancy people. You know, just painting. You're like, what are you painting? Well, just, you know, we're just painting men and they got something on. Sure. And then when the swipe on the abs,
I was about to say, have you guys ever seen something like that before?
I've seen it where couples paint each other.
Right.
I've never seen where you go to a paint class and you're painting someone you don't know.
Me neither.
Me personally, I'm not like uptight, but I wouldn't.
So you couldn't get artistic in that? So would you rather have them dancing on you and all up in your face? Or painting them too much, or
see,
neither.
See, that's the thing. I'm not into male strippers at all.
These men weren't strippers.
At all.
These
I'm just
men
saying,
were pieces of art.
I'm not into it.
I wrote it down. I was like, what is this called? Paint and play? Paint
well,
and play?
Well, I was like, color me mine? What are we doing?
What was it? Yeah, what was it called?
Didn't even find out. I didn't even catch it.
I don't know. They need to advertise that
Jen,
more. Because I feel
on
like
that.
I am going to Google right now.
Thank you,
High
Google.
Fives.
You guys get on.
Here's what I thought was awesome. Darnell planned it. Darnell being in her situation, she was the one that stepped up without any energy, at least in this part of the episode, behind it. I'm going to do something for my girl. I want to celebrate her, and made that happen. Strength.
Yeah.
Talk about strength.
I think, I mean, you can tell, like, you know, we had a conversation with Darnell last week. I love her ability to kind of rise above her situation. And I think, I said it last week, that is the definition of a good friend. It's not always about you. And I think sometimes in friendships, you know, I got you when you're down, you're going to have me when I'm up. And that's like what the roller coaster of being a good friend is. And I feel like if she would have been woe is me, I would have been like, really, girl? But I think it just kind of shows her character. It shows how strong strong she is and how I think she's on a good path to getting over this.
Yeah, no one really brought it up. None of the women during the episode at all went to check on her during that or even ask about that. I thought that was interesting. I would think that we would see more conversations about, hey, how do you think Darnell's handling this? What do you think about this? But no, all these girls seem to be very much in their own world and it's all about me, which Ashley has all right to do that. This is her time to shine and that's that. That to me was unique. Showed that the relationships that we hear are non-existent, that they're really just on here for the show. That is a fact. To me, that reflects that.
I wanted to think that maybe conversations might have happened, but that maybe they decided to fall out of the edit. We did see a little bit of it when they're at Astrid's magazine article party. I still couldn't figure out exactly what they were partying for, but Darnell did go. They asked her why her energy was low, and she was like, me and Rashad are like done.
But they gave her a moment. Yeah, with
right,
her.
Right. I did love that, like, they took a second to, like, okay, we're not in this club. There's not hella music going on in strobe lights, but we're, like, gonna pay attention to you. I loved that. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, even when Darnell and Ashley were one-on-one, it still wasn't like a, dude, how are you?
Until she started crying when they were looking at the engagement things.
So I'm hoping that maybe there was conversations there, like, again, like I said, that we just didn't see.
Yeah, not thinking there was. Vanessa was the one that called out. If anything that I've ever seen with brides, if there is a friend, just like we saw in WAGS in LA, if there is a friend who's dying for that ring or just went through something, the bride is just full steam ahead. It is all eyes on me. This is what I'm doing. And that's what I believe we saw in this episode, which again is no fault, but I was surprised, except for Vanessa.
Right. But I really liked Ashley and Darnell's talk when they were looking at all of the bottles.
The engagement places.
Yeah. Honestly, that moment for me, it made me cry. And I felt like it was one of the most strongest, probably since I'm trying to think of other moments of connections between friends in the past, but I just haven't seen anything. I feel like that's the strongest moment on television that we've seen through friendships. I felt like that was a genuine statement on Ashley's end and Darnell's. I feel like they both just poured their hearts out and she just hugged her, and I don't know. I felt like that was a really big moment for them.
It is unique. I see what you're saying. It is a unique situation to have your best friend just lose her ring and you just get yours. Who else is Ashley supposed to invite? Where else are they supposed to be going? What is supposed to happen? Clearly holding back the tears would have been great in that moment. I personally have never been in a scenario where I've had the man ask me to give the ring back, so I can't imagine how difficult that is, but it did seem authentic. And I was curious, I wanted to know what you guys thought about this. What was it you believe that triggered her in that moment to then get upset? Because she didn't get upset. I was just waiting when they were trying on dresses, I was waiting for tears. Something along those lines. We saw her get like deep breath out of it and make a comment, but she was still present. What about the engagement space do you think was it that made her cry like that?
Well, didn't Ashley say something to her?
I think it was more so, remember the very first episode, the demise of this relationship was
because
really
of
the engagement
party.
And that's exactly what, you know, Ashley and Darnell were, you know,
checking out.
There was a line that Ashley said that really kind of got Darnell to kind of like completely like fall.
Yeah, she noticed her face when they were sitting next to each other.
And I can't honestly remember exactly what Ashley said.
There was something. Yeah.
I was just surprised, again, in that moment for her to do it. But where I would have maybe chosen different words or not even invited was in that moment where she's like, I feel bad. I don't know what to say. I feel bad talking about me. And Darnell said something real. Don't cut me out.
Right.
Don't cut me out of this and this and that. But the whole, like, don't have red dresses, don't have green, don't have black, don't have cream.
I loved that bridesmaid. Like, I don't look good in this color, that color. Don't put me in this. I'm joking, obviously, but it's funny.
You ain't joking, like, if you're saying that.
I'm joking, but I'm not joking. But I felt like it was her way of kind of like trying to lighten the mood. We're still at this venue place, and we don't have time to completely break down. Let's do this next week.
Yeah,
and it shows and it shows their friendship. You know, your best friend—that's what you'd say. I wouldn't say that to someone that I barely knew. Like, if you put me in your wedding party, I wouldn't be like, "Look, girl, I can't dress in this. I can't nothing below the knee." You know, I feel like they're just best friends, and they're like, I would say that to someone I've known since kindergarten.
Yeah, it was great. It yeah. was a good moment. So we spent a lot of time talking about this. Let's talk about Claudia and Julius. Mm-hmm. I'm making an assumption here, but this was one of the relationships that I really thought felt the pressure, Claudia, feeling the pressure, when Ashley got her ring. First time we're seeing any type of, we've been saying to date, we love their relationship. Claudia and Julius, one of a kind, super old school. This is amazing. This time we see the monotony, the tedious nature of it, the humdrum, hello, where are we going? I believe that was totally stemmed from the ring. My question for you all is, when you saw this go down and her say, can we do this? Can we go to dinner? Is this something to you that you thought has been happening the whole time, or that this is brand new and she's getting anxious?
I don't know. I felt two ways about it. Like, first of all, when you've been with a guy, I won't even say just an athlete, when a guy is watching football, you can come back at halftime. You can come back when the game's over. Maybe even try a 60-second commercial. But you are talking during the game.
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, I get why he's looking at you crazy. Like, can I watch this game? And then you come back? Like, dude. Like, I would have been hella irritated. Like, if it was the Patriots-Seahawks game on Sunday, I would have legit, like, mute. Like, stop it. Make it stop.
Here's my credit card. Now I get it.
So I was like, for me, I felt like it was more of like a timing thing. Now, had the game not been on and that wasn't the issue and she was like, okay, what's the game plan for tonight? If he would have still been like super preoccupied, I would be like, okay, I feel like there may or may not be an issue here.
So what you're saying is if the game wasn't on and that happened, then you'd be like, looks like we're having some issues. But since the game was on, it was like, look, chick.
You're being a chick. You asked
me, what's that time on the corner? What's this? I thought it was so cute, but intentional. I was like, she's so irritated that they're not going to dinner. That she's like, okay, you don't want to do what I want to do? I'll encroach on your time and I'll be a part of your world.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious.
Does that mean he's down?
I know.
How long have you been dating?
I was just like...
Yeah, but that made me think... I'm not even going to get into detail about what I thought, but part of myself, I was like, you know what,
we'll
man?
We'll skip over that.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? At least, athletes, come on, athletes, date a woman who enjoys football, please. That
I'm
was
just
like...
Trying to tell you.
Or the sport that you play.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Or at least who's got to pay attention and know the rules. Google. Google is your friend.
Like, how did they connect? We'll skip that.
Moving along.
So I hope not. I hope we see them stick it out and stay together.
I think they'll stay together. I mean, we see further in this episode that she doesn't go on the trip so that her and Julius could, like, you know, take some time. I thought it was interesting, though, and I clearly just jumped all the way ahead.
What, to the end? Were they getting a fight?
Well, no, it wasn't even about the fight. I thought it was really interesting that... her communication level with the girls.
But they're not friends.
Well, and that's what I always have to remind myself on is that there's this really interesting dynamic that happens between these girls. They want to be communicated with as if they're friends, but then are real quick to say that, oh, well, we're not.
Yes.
And it's really interesting to me because it's like, pick at the beginning of the episode which level you want to be on. And stop.
Yes.
Because it's legit irritating. Because you're acting like you're not, like, smart adult.
I spent 10 minutes fighting that Claudia wasn't there. Shocked.
Same. Shocked. I was like, why are we still on this? And also, I get confused with who doesn't like Astrid. Because
I think they all liked her.
And now, at this point, again, I want to reiterate this. Astrid, I believe, is on the show because Astrid truly, with all due respect, is the one that comes from money. Is the one that this has been her lifestyle. She didn't have to meet an athlete to get here. Mm-hmm. She's got a business. Mm-hmm. She's got the money. She comes from it. Mm-hmm. So this is her world.
Right.
To them, I would, you know, be, if I was in that space, I too then would be like, cool, this chick's great. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Claudia and Astrid are the ones that have that relationship.
Right.
But everyone else has always liked her because she's neutral. She's not messing with anyone's dudes.
Okay.
She's, you know, chill. She didn't encroach, but she's got that loot. Yeah, there's
and
no threat.
And Hensha was just very, you know,
well, we got
assertive.
Back the lie. We got back to the lie thing. What was that? Is that still stemming from the boyfriend? From the past 2 years ago or whatever, 10 years ago?
Oh, God.
What are we talking about?
The fact when Hensha was like, she's a liar. She's lying. So what, she's lying because she said, I'm going on the trip?
Oh, I didn't know where that came
from.
I was like, maybe
too.
This is another storyline that we were never privy to because I was like, I don't know what Claudia lied about. From my understanding, I just don't feel like she's lied thus far to anybody.
No,
I think maybe. I'm confused. Maybe because they're all really passionate about getting a season 2. that they're thinking, like, no, I'm serious, that they're thinking, like, hey, this is for work. Because we saw Claudia say that on Twitter, like, a couple weeks ago during a show, that you guys know that this was business. Maybe what the girls are worried about is, we need to make this the best show we can. If we're all in, we're all in. Let's make this the greatest show possible. And they're upset because she just ain't showing. It shows that she doesn't care. Which,
wait, didn't Darnell say something when she was on her phone call? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't she say something where she didn't know anything about this Twitter thing and she was walking off the show or something like that? Claudia was walking off, and when they were leaving from Croatia, and then we go, Croatia? And she's like, oh, never mind. You know, she wasn't supposed to say that.
Is that, did that happen?
I think this is probably what happened. She was, Claudia was saying something online. It, was there anything that I'm trying to piece things together?
I mean, I think that think? I remember pieces of it. I remember pieces of it.
But I remember the Croatia thing and her being like, oh, it wasn't supposed to say that. Right. I remember that piece, but I don't know what Claudia. It was tied to.
Yeah, I think this anger totally stemmed from the fact that she didn't show, which means, like, you don't care about this show. But I want to take a step back, because to me, what's more important about this and what I want to highlight for the women that may be watching is the phenomenal advice that Astrid gave. I literally saw myself in that moment, because this is what I do, which is some people like it or they don't. Claudia comes over, she's giving me advice, and she says, hey, look, if he's not pursuing you and doing what you think that he should be, then why don't you be the aggressor? Why don't you initiate this?
Loved it.
Amazing advice. Loved it. That's what happens when you're together for so long. Claudia was curious about, why is the spark still not there? Couples still have to work at that.
Yeah.
That surprise element. So why not initiate it?
Yeah. I was just talking to friends the other day, like, if you were, you know, having flowers delivered, or we were randomly doing date night once a week at the very beginning, you know, 3 years down the line, I still want flowers occasionally. I still want us to have a date night. And I think you have to constantly be working on making sure that spark is still alive, but it's a two-way street. So I loved how Astrid was like, okay, you do it. Like, give him an example. Show him the blueprint of what you want and see if he shows up. And if he doesn't,
then you have
a problem. Yes. But right now, there's no problem.
Yes. That's where I thought she was itching, because of the ring thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, where are we missing the dynamic? And I loved that Astrid did that. Again, more and more, I'm seeing how much I already liked her from the gate.
Yeah.
But how much I like Astrid. She's like the grounded one here in the group that's just kind of like, look, I'm comfortable where I'm at. You can take your top off on the beach. You can flirt with my dude. But at the end of the day, I'm grounded in where I stand.
Right. Yeah.
So that's great. I also very much liked, going back to the argument, she's a ride or die. You don't know a lot. Like, I personally am not familiar with a lot of females who will pick a side. I think I made you guys talk about this a couple episodes ago. It's good if you got two people and then one in the middle where one says, listen, what you did is effed up, right? I'm not picking a side, but if I were her, I would be like, this, listen, how you approached it was wrong, but at the end of the day, I would have to say, I believe you owe her an apology. Mm-hmm. She, like, guns up, ready, straight shooter, like, don't talk about my friend.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it causes issues,
but
it's a good thing.
Right. I think for me, I would have tweaked it just a teensy tiny bit, but for the most part, like, I loved how Asher was just like, look, she's not coming. Where are the drinks at?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Because all of this is bullcrap. And I was like, that would have been me in that moment, because at the end of the day, we're here, she's not. Have fun.
And right. You don't even like her being there.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, right. Like, I love how Ashley made a comment. She was like, we have fun whether she's here or not. Like, come on. Like, I just thought it was really unnecessary conversation, but I think a lot of the conversation is really unnecessary. But one of the things that I thought was interesting, that Astrid kind of, I would have respected it a little bit more if she was like, yeah, I guess she could have sent everybody a mass text, but, you know, like, honor the fact that she could have communicated.
So you're saying receive from the group. Yes, validate what they're saying and be like, guys, I understand that you're upset, right. But here's the
but
facts.
But I feel like it puts more flame on the fire when you cut people off and you're so like, stop. You know, like, right. I feel like you kind of got it. Like we said before, I like to give a little sugar when I give my information.
A little sugar.
Just a little bit.
Now, did Matisha get sugar on her date with CJ?
No. I did not like that. And then it was funny.
What didn't you like?
When he was saying what he did when they were sitting down eating ice cream, and he was talking about how she was too girly and all of that. I'm like, he was just saying all these negative things. And then I love that they cut to her confessional and she's like, yeah, I wasn't feeling it.
At the root of it, that's Larry. It's Larry. Ooh, still to this day when I saw Larry. That. She can't, and she said it. She's like, listen, I have not, since Larry, I have not felt this way in a long time. Hinch said, you will. But that date to me seemed off. I also thought that mistake. Hinch, why did Hinch bring her to work out? Hello, I think it was to try to set her up with CJ.
I think everyone else is dating, doing their thing, and she's the only one who hasn't the entire season. So I do think it was like a stage, like, date. however, I do feel like I said this episode one, I will say it again. Matisha needs to go sit on somebody's couch. Like, at this point, like, it makes me sad that because of a bad, like, breakup, she won't open herself up to really, 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 like, seeing what else is out there. Like, it just seemed like she didn't give whatever his name was a Larry? Chance. No.
The
CJ?
Other one.
CJ.
Oh, CJ.
I just didn't even feel like she was open to him.
And he was too short.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like, we should have said no from jump. If you weren't going to at least be open to just seeing if he had a good personality or if you had fun, and it looked like they had a blast.
Yeah,
like,
she kind of did until Hensha was talking her into it on the beach. Hensha was like, oh, no, you want to date this guy. I'm telling you.
Because of his credential.
Yeah. He's basically like a doctor, and he's got everything. And she's like, well, okay, now that you're saying all this, I'll go out with him. And by the way, she put on her top for that, so she just didn't want to talk deep.
Say
like,
what?
Hensha put on her top. She wasn't topless when she was making those.
Oh my god! I wrote that down. What? Why take your top off and then you put it back on?
I was just confused by that.
Me too.
I was just like, did you just want to show us your boobs?
Yes.
I just was like, do you, girl?
Because if you're topless on the beach, then you're going to be topless on the beach for hours, right? So then why put it back on?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I wrote that down. I was like, am I going to bring that up? Or am I the only one who's going to notice this? But clearly, we all did. How did the top get back on?
Well, she put it back on.
I missed that one.
So she's just talking. She was talking about another situation, so then she's like, okay, I'm gonna talk about a guy, so I'll put this on and then give you advice.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Well, I was like, well, maybe it had been off for a while.
No.
I don't know.
They barely hit the
care.
Sand.
Yes. Yeah, there's that fine line of like, is this, are they really trying hard to make sure this works versus being themselves?
Well, here's the thing. I said this a few episodes ago. Just give Darnell and Ashley a show already and call it something else.
I just
because
love
here's
that.
My issue. I just feel like they're the only two, and Vanessa, put her in the lineup some kind of way. They're the only three that I feel like I'm getting authentic storylines from.
Astrid.
And the rest, I just feel like, why, like, don't push their storyline on me.
See, I don't agree. I think Claudia's got a legit storyline. I think Astrid. I think Astrid's got a legit storyline, but it doesn't fit on Wax. Yeah, I don't mean
she's not a like show. Astrid should be on another show.
Yeah, yeah, something.
Boss Chicks United. Bitch. I don't know. Email me later. I have ideas.
Something. But I do see that the dynamic is meshed.
Well, here's my thing. I feel like when we look at the Wags in LA, the thing that works for them is that, for the most part, they're either cliques of people that can work together to bring us some girlhood, or they can all, for the most part, be in one room and have a good time if no one's fighting
each other.
But they're all
actually dating or married to
athletes.
Right,
but my issue here is that everyone can't, like, Claudia doesn't mesh well with the entire group. So maybe when we're going to think about season two, we either figure out how we can get her to mesh with the group, or we leave her off.
See,
and
I totally
add another person.
I totally disagree. No one wants to watch a reality show where everyone's like, oh, hey, girl, I love you.
We don't always have to get along.
She's the only one that's in a thorough relationship now outside of, I mean, Vanessa, wherever Mike is, I'm not sure. She's the only one that's in a relationship where Julius is open to being filmed. So we got Ashley and we got Claudia. Darnell is single now. So it's not making sense. I don't know how we got off on this tangent.
Regardless,
you know I love you. Regardless, it's always interesting to see how the single girls play into this show.
Yeah.
And I think that date was painful. I do think it was great that she was with a friend, but it seemed a little staged. It seemed a little, you know, a little forced, but it did bring up the fact that she needs a coach. She needs someone's type
yeah,
of
Yeah, I just
of
feel
couch,
like
Matisha.
Wags LA does a better job of the single girl narrative.
Yes,
is all I was saying.
Right.
When you said sit on someone's couch, I immediately thought thought, like, go sit home. Like, go sit at home and sit on the couch. So when you said that, that too, I was laughing. But, okay, now that you say sit on a professional couch, I get it.
But that's something I want to say that I say that because I would actually love for women across America to see that transformation happen within her. So if she's open to doing it on the show, I can give her Heather's number. Like, I'm just saying that she needs to seriously work through those issues because I feel like there are a lot of girls throughout the country
who hold on to
a guy and can't actually get into another functioning,
I did it for five
productive
years.
Relationship.
That's the only reason I'm good at it. I did it for 5 years, on and off, tumultuous, thought we were moving in together, found that he had a second life, all of the above.
Yeah.
So I agree. I love watching. I mean, one reason I do love this show is for the exact same reason that I'm saying, like, where are we missing? It seems forced. This show absolutely gives us an inside look at what that lifestyle of money, popping bottles, being around athletes, being beautiful, the pressures of that, all of the above, how these dynamics in society are not working for the most part, and where we have to get creative and where we have to adjust. I love that about Wags Miami, and it's real. We've had plenty of people, I'm sure all of us being in LA, say two things. One, I've never heard one person say South Beach isn't real. Might be raw, might be, you know, however much authentic, whatever you want to say, they're real. And we have a number of people say that LA is fake, right? So I love this show because it really does show us the raw side of the story when it comes to dating and not.
Yeah.
I do love, though, the trip and how they selected it in the trucks, but love Croatia, it. Like Croatia, I don't get it. Croatia.
Can we talk about the spelling of Croatia?
Is fancy, so you know, is that she fancy? Puts some fancy shit in there. I don't know. Like, they didn't want to go to Vegas.
I hope they didn't put Vegas in there. That would have been horrible.
I think the parameters were it had to be somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard someone talk about the Mediterranean.
Easy.
They said that. They said that in the thing. But Croatia, I was like, what are they going to do there? They already were screaming across each other when I was like, yeah, they don't fit in there right now. They don't fit in there.
I bet you looking around like, who are these ghetto people? Get them out.
I'm just surprised that when they're again, when they start fighting, how quickly it took them like to turn it off, and that they all turned against each other.
They had just got there.
They did.
It took them 5.5 minutes before everything went to hell.
Yeah, Allah. I'm still not in a place where I'm okay with that.
It's never okay to act like that in public.
Well, I do like next week's episode, the previews for that, what we saw coming.
It looks interesting.
Packed.
Yeah, with action. See, I hate like loving that, but I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Like, it's just like, we see a fight, we see hands-on battles, and we actually do see Darnell and Ashley getting into it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I mean, me and my best friend fight like every other week. Like, sometimes I just don't think she's thinking too hard. Yeah. And some days I'm a bitch. So, like, I get it. When you and your best friend are that close and you're working together, you're bound to bump heads. I mean, I'm glad, you know, they're going to work it out. Things are still moving along with their friendship. So
yeah.
I don't think it's anything too crazy.
What do you think about Rashad wanting the ring back from Darnell?
I wouldn't have gave it to him.
I wouldn't have given it to him.
I told her that last week.
Yeah.
Girl.
No. I did love that Ashley went with her and was driving the car.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved the drop top. I don't even know if that was staged.
And the roll off. Yes, it doesn't matter if it looked like good.
I was into it.
And also, their walk-ups, by the way, when they go to...
are always like, I'm always sitting there like yes! Okay. Yes!
Yeah, they're walking together like...
They just exist.
They're perfect.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's not even like a photo shoot, like how they'll do with Claudia. Like
they
it's
look like they're at a photo shoot.
Exactly. Like they're just walking to lunch.
Yes. Yeah. I was surprised he wasn't there at the house when she dropped it off. I just wasn't sure. Again, unless I missed something. Like, where was the why? What happened?
Well, they weren't even talking.
So after that many years, they both just allowed it to go non-existent?
Well, like I said, I don't think he was all that comfortable with filming. I mean, we've seen him in the very first few episodes, and then he kind of goes ghost, and he's not really, like, giving conversation on camera, at least. Because that scene where he comes down and she asks him if he wants anything to eat or what he's doing, he kind of, like, acts like he can't talk to her, you know? So, I'm not surprised that he didn't want to do that on camera, or if there was conversation that we don't see it. But I wouldn't have given him that ring back.
That's so immature. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I'd have been like, here goes the down payment for my fashion line. Here you go.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw out age there, even though I'm a big believer that age is only a number. To me, that was so immature. That shows and reflects his age. Mm-hmm. You don't ask the mother of your child back for that ring. If you got all that money and you're in your prime, just like he was talking at the barbecue, then guess what? That should be nothing.
I can see why she was like, F you, fine, take it. It doesn't mean anything.
I always thought, my whole thought process on the ring, I feel like whoever didn't break it off gets to keep the ring. So, like, here's my example. He broke it off, so he had no room to ask for the ring back. If she had cheated and broke it off, she should have given the ring back. But yeah. I feel like you gave me a gift. Technically, legally, it's
yes.
a gift.
Yeah,
and Jersey, yeah, it's no, no, it's a gift. And you effed up, and you no longer want to move forward with this, so why are you now taking something back that you gave me?
Yeah.
You're already shattering my dreams yeah. of keeping this family together. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Very amateur. Very amateur of him to do
but
that.
But I feel like just how he's handled this process, like, really wanting to, like, make it work after they moved back in with each other from breaking up before is extremely immature. Like, he should have been on his P's and M and F and Q's. This moving forward once they got back together.
But unless she was the one pushing him to go to therapy and he did it to be a robot and go through the motions and then put the ring on her finger to be quiet and hoping that he could continue his lifestyle.
A hush ring.
Which unfortunately is a lot of times what happens. People are like, let's go to therapy. And then the other person, I always say, like, don't go to coaching, don't go to therapy unless both people want to do it. I don't care how desperate you are. I'm not saying she did that and forced
yeah,
him.
No, yeah, good I don't point. Know.
But at the end of the day, it just doesn't make sense.
Well,
so
that makes sense.
So I don't like him. I'm not a fan. I'm stating that right now.
I don't like him.
No,
I don't like him.
Hope that somebody really awesome, you know, comes along
for
and
Darnell.
Sweeps her off her feet.
For Darnell.
Yeah,
oh,
she really deserves it.
Well, because what's unfortunate is, and I'm mean, I'm going to take my coaching hat off and put my heather bag hat back on. What's unfortunate is there will be a woman out there that just jumps right in on him.
Oh, sure.
You know. They're probably four and waiting now.
But none that will literally take care of him.
No.
Like, how,
no.
What he,
no.
No.
And, they, and he'll have to understand that anybody of that nature that's just coming to be around is only coming because of your status,
yep.
because of the money, and they're not really ever going to be into you.
I don't know if he cares about that.
He might not. And maybe
right
that's
now,
the perfect thing for him.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody
Darnell,
who equally doesn't care.
Yeah. Darnell said that he changed. You know, they were super happy when they lived in a small little apartment.
Yep.
And now that's not what makes him happy anymore.
The devil's vice. All right. Well, let's see here. We have a couple episodes left.
No, just one, right?
I thought it was one, but you've mentioned something
about
them breaking it up.
I could have swore at the end of last night's episode they said...
They said two-part season
two
finale.
Part. Does that not mean
well,
that
this
it's
was the first part.
This is the
was
first
this
part.
The first
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
And
the next
oh,
one.
Well, then awesome.
Yeah, so let's get into some
final predictions.
And now,
we're almost done.
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
Jennifer, let's start with you, darling.
So, well, we found a lot in these little clips that they gave us. So... I think that people aren't going to hold back anymore and just going to go all out, maybe because they know it's the end or just because they've just had it. And I think that when you get the ladies all together, especially on a group little vacay, very, very far away from their families and their men, they will tend to go a little nuts and go at each other's throats. So I'm excited, though, to see that fight that goes down because I want to see how it breaks up. You saw a producer jump in. Mm-hmm. So that's the first time I've seen.
Who do you think won the fight? What's your prediction?
I can honestly see. I know it's Astrid and somebody, but I don't know if I was...
It's Matisha.
I just can't imagine Matisha
who do you think won?
Into a fight.
Astrid, for sure.
Okay. What's your prediction?
I think that I don't have a prediction.
Okay, well, you're done. You're spent. You're just good that you got your prediction.
She's right.
I gave up my prediction of the ring because I wanted to be a little bit different, have some dichotomy. So I stopped saying that. So I'm gonna give you that one.
Well, I hope we see more of Ashley's wedding because I was really happy that we saw so much in this past episode. Mm-hmm. So I hope that there's even more like planning. Even though they're in Croatia, maybe she's still like looking at things and trying to plan. Things. I don't know. So we'll see.
She got on the ball pretty fast. In my mind,
very
I feel
fast.
Like once the, you know, actual will you happen, it's like I may just want to float in that for a little bit.
No,
I feel
she's
like
been with him for
like,
7 8
bam,
years.
Bam, bam,
no,
bam.
She's done.
I would be bam,
yeah.
bam, bam, too. And she's ready to have sex.
Yeah. I bet they already did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like that happened.
So my prediction
at the
is that we're going to find out that they already had sex now that she's got a ring on her finger. That's my first prediction. And my second prediction is that we are going to end the season with you know, Haterade, drinking the Haterade. I don't see a union at the end of Croatia like, we love each other, kumbaya, my lord. So I see anger, animosity, separation.
Dun, dun, dun.
And some evidence that sexual relations has happened between Philip and Ashley.
Well, that already happened, you guys, if you guys paid attention last week.
All right, well, after buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in this week to the first part of the season finale of Wags Miami. I am your host, Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared. And Dominique, where can they find you?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Dominique P underscore ESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.